Hi, we're back at the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and I am talking with Ben Swan, Public Information Officer at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and Devin White, who is an adoption counselor at the same place.
Hey, Diana. Thanks for having us on. It's
thanks
great to see you.
Thanks for coming in. Hey, Ben. Hey, Devin.
Nice to meet you.
What is going on at the shelter?
We have so many things going on. As always, new programs, new adoption events, new everything. But right now, we're gearing up for what we really think is a fun thing, and that's our Critter Camp in the summer. That's for Critter Camp. Critter Camp is for kids ages 10 to 13, and this is our fourth year doing it, and it's been phenomenally successful. And what we love about it is we get these groups of kids that come in every day and hang around the animal shelter and really learn about animal sheltering and homeless animals and all the issues that are important to that we hold dear in the animal world about making sure homeless animals or stray animals get new homes. And this year, Devin is taking over. And for the past 3 years, Tom Alexander, who's our humane education coordinator, has been doing it. And he just wants to travel this summer. He's still a humane education coordinator, but he just wanted to hand over the reins to Devin, who actually we had a special holiday critter camp this year, which was really fun.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great. So Devin's our adoption counselor. He's also a former educator. He really is a teacher. And so he brings in a different kind of an angle to our critter camps. You want to talk about it, Devin?
Yes. So I did the winter critter camp this past winter break, and actually a couple of the kids who went to that one are now coming back for critter camp this summer, which I think shows that it's something that kids enjoy and want to be a part of. We actually have three different sessions, one in June, one in July, and one in August. We're really hoping to help the community be educated about animals and what we do at the shelter, along with like a few other organizations that we're going to have be a part of the critter camp over the summer.
And the kids get to hang around with dogs and cats.
Oh yeah. And that's
of course, do that?
That's that's what they always want to do first. And we say, okay, we can do that, but let's talk about everything about animals. And we bring in different kinds of groups and different kinds of people. And there's also arts and crafts because they're kids, 9 to 13.
I want to go.
Yeah, no. Sue Burnham, who's our pet outreach coordinator, she brings the animals, dogs, into nursing homes and hospitals and things like that. She's actually a really crafty person. And she's she has the kids. Sometimes they do toys. They make toys. And sometimes they do albums for their pets. And then on the last day, they always paint our walls or our windows and sidewalks with all kinds of, So what we really try to, what I do with the kids is I kind of show them how marketing really helps animals find new homes. And so basically the group of kids, there's usually three groups, and they'll take one animal and they'll focus on that animal and learn everything about that animal, that dog or cat. And then they'll do a little script about it and we'll videotape them. And they sort of make a pitch for the animal. And actually, what happened last summer is one girl who so fell in love with Merlin, I think the dog's name was, she actually ended up adopting it.
I wondered if that would happen.
Yeah, it does happen, and that is, that's obviously our motive to get, no. We always say every child has to take two dogs home, and one kid, no. That's just a joke. No obligation to adopt an animal.
Don't worry, parents.
Yeah, exactly. We sure do love it.
So. But those are skills that kids can take on and use later in life. I mean, marketing, pitching your ideas.
Those kind of things. But what we, most people come in, most kids come in, and adults as well, with this idea about really, they come to the shelter, they have no idea what it's about, and they learn so much about it. And we also learn from them. The children just bring in such great ideas and such energy. It's stressful for us. Just because there's a lot of kids running around, but it's also so much fun. It just really motivates us to just really just reinforces the idea of what we do and how successful we are in doing it. And it's just wonderful to see the kids.
And I know we will probably give phone numbers and stuff later, but if parents or kids right now are interested, what should they do? Can they look on the website or?
Sure, there's a couple places. There's on our website, and also they can just call AJ at 983-4309, extension 204. She's taking all the names. And our advanced session is full right now, but we do still have places for our beginning session, just our basic critter camp, which is a lot of fun, and I'd encourage people to hurry up and call in. That's why I wanted to kind of push it. Because
I'm glad. I'm sure it's popular.
It's just a lot of fun. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything else you want to tell us about?
As we segue into those really important kinds of adoption things this weekend, I just wanted to touch lightly on the fact that we're having this massive adoption weekend this weekend at PetSmart.
And it's a national event?
Well, basically it is. PetSmart has quarterly, basically, a huge national adoption weekend. And so this month, we're getting together this weekend. We're getting together with a bunch of other agencies, including Española, Felines and Friends, the New Mexico House Rabbit Society, also Las Vegas Group. It's just a lot of groups to bring a lot of animals over at PetSmart, and that's on Zafrano Drive. And we'll be there from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. And that's more than 100 animals. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a big event. We'll have a tent there. And it's fun, too. Not only do you get to find the love of your life, but if you adopt, adopters get gift bags and free pet food and coupons worth hundreds of dollars from different stores and things like that. It's just I don't know if you've ever been to those adoption events.
I've been to smaller ones, not that huge.
Yeah, we find that just the creating a buzz like that is just good for everybody. More exposure for the shelter, for the animals, and everybody goes home happy.
And I've adopted several dogs from and cats from shelters.
Just
in the
a
past.
Couple like that? Just several?
Several. and I also have found in my experience, sometimes you take them when you get them home and later you take them to the vet. Your vet, I've had vets in Santa Fe give me discounts, or real big discounts, once they hear where I got my pet.
Right. And that is something that we always, we have coupons and a little sheet in there with the adoption packet about those clinics around town. And we do partner with a lot of clinics who offer free exams for the first free wellness exams and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about that people forget about shelter animals is that these animals are fully vetted. Even with the adoption fee that you pay, which is
it's
very minimal. If you got a dog, say, off the street or something like that, which we hope people don't do, because they're usually not vaccinated, they're never vaccinated, and they're usually not spayed or neutered, and you're looking at $300 or $400 just to get them up to par. And they're not, as we'd like to call, street ready. They don't have licenses, they don't have microchip. But when you get them from the shelter, all that's taken care of. And the adoption fee is just really... we're also reducing the adoption fee this weekend, too, so for people. So
very nice.
Yeah.
And I've seen people walking dogs around town, and they've told me they're fostering them because they're helping the shelter foster dogs because they're helping them get more socialized or doing things to get them in the best kind of shape possible to find a new home.
Right. And, that's thank you for mentioning that.
Because I love that idea.
Actually, we have a very active foster program at the shelter. And that's really important for animals that need just a break away from the shelter, or they have some medical challenges or behavior challenges. And we also have this wonderful program that we just started called Hounds Around Town.
Hounds?
Hounds Around Town. And that's where these really committed volunteers take these animals around town. They have these nice, bright Adopt Me vests on them. And they just expose the animals to different things. Because the more you expose an animal, the better the animal, more social the animal is. And the better it is. I know it's difficult sometimes for people to bring their dogs to dog parks and things like that if they're not ready for that.
Right.
So these foster parents and volunteers are just wonderful. They bring them out, they go to the plaza, and we've had several adopted just by that. And if people are interested, I'd encourage them to just call our foster program, our New Hope program, and find out how they can get involved in it. It's really a fun thing to do.
What's that number, just for the heck of it?
Sure, 983-4309, and our New Hope program coordinator, Savannah, her extension is 270. So... yeah, it's just a fun thing to do. And we love just to bring our animals into the community just because we love our animals.
Yeah, I'm always a sucker. When I see one, I'm wishing I could get more.
I know, but don't...
It's a great advertising campaign. Yeah, having them out in the world.
Guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Puppy marketing.
Puppy marketing, right.
Very good.
So we want people to come down to PetSmart on...
Saturday and Sunday, yeah, and just meet as many animals as you can and bring at least two home, right?
Yeah, we dare you to try not to bring one home. Let's
tell
just
them,
see if you can do it.
Exactly. Tell them Ben sent you. Actually, we have all these puppies that I've actually had my hand in raising as well, and these guys are going to go fast, so...
I bet. Yeah. I bet.
Puppies are always... They go fast, and frankly, having raised a lot of puppies, I prefer older dogs, but...
They're already... Yeah.
They're already... ready for you, ready
yeah.
for love.
They've been around the block a few times. They know
exactly.
how to.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your pup. I saw the photo of Laika.
Oh,
right?
Thank you for asking. Yes, her name is Laika, and she actually comes from Española Shelter.
Hey, we're all in the same community, so.
Yeah, which I also adore. And I remember when I got her, that I wasn't even looking at her, and the volunteer kind of said, here, walk this dog, and shoved the leash into my hand, and I said, okay. And of course, I fell in love, so.
Yeah, and she
it
was
worked.
She a puppy, or was she younger?
She was about one.
One, yeah. Now she's a big girl, right?
Yeah, she's about 10 now.
So she's a, is she a bully ambassador?
She's been a wonderful dog. Yeah, she's a little pit mix, and she's a sweetie.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they have these, you know, your dog looks kind of, like, big, and people are a little frightened of him. But
oh man,
really, those guys are just, yeah,
oh,
they're
just, she's a lover, yeah.
Teddy
lover,
bears,
not
really.
A fighter, yeah.
Yeah, and we try to encourage people to go beyond what you see. It's not always what you see is what you get. It's exactly.
No, and I wouldn't have looked at this dog, really, and she was really just a peach of a little dog, the best dog I've ever had, best behaved, and least trouble.
Yeah, she's just wonderful. Yeah. I'm sure I've seen the photo. I know she's wonderful.
Thanks, Ben. and your website, of course. It's always fun to look at.
Thank you.
You can fall in love there, too.
Yeah, and we have lots of adoptable animals there at sfhumanesociety.org. And our Facebook page, which I've already posted the fact that we're talking today on,
nice.
is also very active. So I'm going to be putting on most of the animals that are available for adoption this weekend on our Facebook page.
Really?
So you'll be able to see, especially the puppies, although two puppies have already been adopted. So you got to, like I say, you got to be hurry. You got to be fast. So
you're the guy who gets to put them up. Do you write the blurbs too?
Well, the counselors usually do.
Devin.
They have a, yeah. So they spend a little time. Tell us about how that goes.
So we try to get to know a little bit about the animal. Once it's on the surgery list, then we create a web profile.
Surgery meaning spay and neutering?
Spay, neuter, okay. Whatever, you know, whatever they need to have done.
And then we go over how much it weighs, how old it is. We try to figure out what type of animal it is, at least a little bit. Or we might say mixed breed if there's a lot of different types of breeds in
sure.
a specific animal. And we just talk about what we've learned about the animal. If we've hung out with it and it really wants to be on your lap, we'll say, this could be a lap dog for you.
And I appreciate when you say, this pup's better with a home, maybe with a home that doesn't have a cat. Or
right,
this
exactly.
dog loves cats. Or
yeah. I just got this photo, and I've got to put it on Facebook. This one person adopted this kind of a big dog, and they didn't know how the dog would do with cats. And you never know in a different in a home environment how animals are going to be. And she just sent us this photo of their dog cuddling with the cat. It was just
aww.
The most beautiful thing in the world. You never know. So you always have
right.
to, you know, we always urge people to be cautious, you know, just for the few days because you don't really know what's going to happen
or
how the personality is. And we also encourage people just to hang tight and wait and see what happens because usually the dogs, you know, they might be on their best behavior for their first day
right.
or so.
They don't bark at all for about 3 days and then, yeah.
And then they get a little crazy and then they go back to their normal, you know, they could go crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
My dogs.
Yeah. They don't always.
Yeah. Yeah. I my five dogs, nobody would
five.
Have. Five. Well, you know.
You're a good man.
What are you going to do? I've got them from all over every shelter in New Mexico, just about, and in Oregon. So.
Aw. I love the little stories, too, when, you know, you're right. This dog was found such and such. Or I had a cat. I got him in Chicago, and he was found at O'Hare Airport.
Oh, wow.
And somehow that was an endearing detail. Like, the details kind of get you,
no.
too. You look at the pet, and you're like, that's what he's been through. Or
exactly. And it's really great when these foster families take in a dog because they have other personalities that they can show and really say what, you know, they really know. They've been around the dog. So we really encourage our foster families to be ambassadors for the animals. And it really works.
And you mentioned the something, I forget, the House Rabbit Society.
Oh, yeah, New Mexico
you
House
have
Rabbit
rabbits?
Society. Oh, yeah, bunnies. Bunnies are so, or buns. They are, they call them buns.
Do they?
So they're going to be there Saturday only, but they'll be having some bunnies there. Yeah, we, do you know that house rabbits, and got to differentiate the house rabbits with the rabbits you see running around,
okay,
are the
right.
third most relinquished animals to animal shelters nationwide.
Third most relinquished.
Yes.
So people
dogs,
adopt
cats.
Them and then...
So what happens is, especially after Easter, Easter, people get these little cute little bunnies, and then bunnies, those little tiny ones, aren't always the best. They're not starter animals, really, because they're very, you know, you have to really make sure your house is set for them. You know, they need activity. They go through different kinds of stages in their lives, and that's why we encourage people to to actually get them at the shelter. And we have these wonderful volunteer, Iris, I commend, who's the New Mexico House Rabbit Society volunteer and also a volunteer for us. So those guys are so dedicated. They come to our shelter almost every day, exercise the rabbits, make sure they have great diets, and they really are our true ambassadors for those bunnies.
So you have to let the bunny out. Obviously, no animal wants to be caged all the time, but even bunnies, they
you know,
need to run around or whatever.
You know, I grew up, I had a rabbit, and unfortunately, I didn't know all these things about him, and it died. But when I studied in Germany, my friend Waldemar had a house bunny.
Waldemar,
he had a bunny that running around his house. He called Harvey.
Harvey the rabbit.
He had seen some German. He had some English.
Yeah.
Anyway, he knew some movies. But that bunny was so incredible. It would just hop around. And I never realized how fun bunnies can be. And bunnies, as you know, they can live 10 to 12 years. They can be house. Well,
I've heard
litter
that.
Box
litter
trained.
Box, like yeah, your cat.
Yeah. They love, they can get along with other bigger animals, little animals. You just have a few things that you have to do, and then they're perfect. So, yeah, people who want bunnies, please come on Saturday
and
meet with our house rabbit volunteers. They're just really wonderful people. Great. Everybody is, all our volunteers and staff. Right, Devin?
Yes.
Especially Devin and Ben. Well, thanks
Thank
for coming
so much,
in.
Diana.
And your website again is
sfhumanesociety.org.
Yep, and that's where, if you have any questions, people can go there and look at the pets or find out about the programs you've discussed.
Yes, we just improved our website, and so I think it's very easy to find everything you want to know.
Nice.
So,
well, thank you so much for coming in, Ben Swan and Devin White from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Thank you, Diana. Thanks, it's always a pleasure.
And maybe I'll happen to drop by the National Adoption Weekend this weekend at
PetSmart. On Zafferano Drive.
Thanks, guys. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Speaking of the Arts.